Biden admin tries to push hostage deal through United Nations. By Joel B. Polak on June 4, 2024. The Biden administration is attempting to impose its deal for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza through the United Nations Security Council, where it introduced a resolution on Monday supporting the proposal. As Breitbart News reported, President Joe Biden introduced a proposal on Friday, calling it Israel's proposal, that called for a three-stage process to reach a permanent ceasefire between Israel and the Hamas terrorist organization. Notably, the proposal did not call for Hamas to be disarmed and called for Israel to withdraw its military completely from the Gaza Strip before all of the hostages are to be released. The State Department admitted Monday that its plan was virtually identical to Hamas's own proposals, and deliberately so, in order to entice Hamas to accept the deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu disputed the claim that the proposal reflected Israel's position. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer reiterated to reporters on Tuesday, "We will not leave Hamas in power so that they can repeat their rocket fire on the October 7 massacre." Still, the U.S. claims Israel is on board with the deal. And on Monday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield announced a new U.S. resolution. Today, the United States circulated a new U.S. draft Security Council resolution supporting the proposal now on the table to end the fighting in Gaza through a ceasefire and hostage deal. Numerous leaders and governments, including in the region, have endorsed this plan, and we call on the Security Council to join them in calling for implementation of this deal without delay and without further conditions. Swift implementation of this deal would enable an immediate ceasefire, the release of hostages, the withdrawal of Israeli forces from populated areas in its first phase, an immediate surge in humanitarian assistance and restoration of basic services, the return of Palestinian civilians to northern Gaza, together with a roadmap for ending the crisis altogether in a multi-year internationally backed reconstruction plan. Ultimately, it would lead to an end of the war in a manner that ensures Israel's security and brings immediate relief to the civilians of Gaza. The Security Council must insist that Hamas accept the deal. Members of the Council have consistently called for the steps outlined in this deal, bringing the hostages home, ensuring a complete ceasefire, enabling a surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza and in the refurbishment of essential services, and setting the stage for a long-term reconstruction plan for Gaza. Council members should not let this opportunity to pass by. We must speak with one voice in support of this deal. The Jerusalem Post reported that the resolution could receive a vote as soon as this week, though it is not clear how a United Nations Security Council resolution would pressure Hamas, which ignores international pressure already. The resolution would likely be non-binding and merely advisory in nature. It is unclear whether the resolution will pass. Meanwhile, Israel faces growing threats on its northern border, with Iran-backed Hezbollah in southern Lebanon firing rockets at Israel that have caused major fires across the north. "No one should doubt Israel's ability to fight the threats against us," Mentzer said, hinting at future action against Hezbollah, calling the war a seven-fronted war. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.